Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. 7:37. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
All right, let's get right to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. They are hiring now. Go work for a team that has spent the last 5 years not making any mistakes. That's right. Safety.
I saw a video the other day of you bothering them at their business.
I went over there to help them celebrate 5 years of safety, and I was like, you guys realize that bringing me in here could possibly ruin this. But no.
The video started outside, though. I don't think he wanted you to come inside.
Don't you dare step in here, Brock. You stay outside. Awesome crew over there at Specialite, so go see them. Anyway, your topic for today, what do you spend too much money on? Boy. Now, Hunter, I think you probably know mine. I think you could probably guess what it is. However, I think there's a little twist. There's a little twist that I'm going to give you. So what do you think mine is? What do I spend too much money on?
Now, you know what? Here's what I'll just say it right off the bat, and I hope Kiki's listening. Kiki, here's what you need to do. You need to put your foot down, and here's what you say. You can't spend another dollar on fishing equipment until you catch a fish.
I caught plenty of fish the other day. So that's where I'm going to say there's a little twist. I don't spend too much money on fishing equipment because everything is justified, all right? Mm-hmm. What I spend too much money on is fishing accessories, like the books, the gear, like little gear, not like the rods and reels and all the little fun stuff. Like, you know how many fishing hats I have? You know how many fishing hats
and shirts?
I don't need them.
You got
need
the
them.
Shirts with the open backs, the hats, the glasses. My God, dude, you look like you're fishing a tournament every weekend. So this you're cracking me up. So here's Brock camping, right? You're fully blown into it. I love it. I'm going to poke fun at you a little bit, but I do love it. This kid's sitting there, and he gets up in the morning, getting ready to go fishing. He's got a corn pipe. He's smoking on a corn pipe. And then he opens his fishing book. And there's like sections in the fishing book of like local fishing spots and what's in the water and what time of day. And I'm pretty sure you like put notes in the books too, don't you?
I highlight parts and I put little tabs in there.
Dude. I'm like, dude, this guy's fully into it. I love it.
And one of these days, I'm going to catch all the fish that I've been targeting. One of these days.
Because here's the thing. There's an app. I mean, everybody right now can just pull their phone up and just get the app and it tells you everything, blah, where you're at and what time, you know. But he's your old school.
Here's the
You're
thing.
Old school.
Is apps, if you don't have service, they're not going to do you any good, okay? You know what always does you good? A paper map. It will always do what you need it to do. You know what's never failed me? A paper map.
Which he busts out after reading the book. So he gets the paper map out and unfolds it. And then you're doing the classic. You keep switching it around like, all right, where's the top? Where's the top? Okay, look, right there. Okay, so we're here.
Yeah.
We're here. Kiki just walks away. He's like, Jesus.
Okay. No one pays attention when I have the map out, and it pisses me off.
Where'd you even get that?
I stole it.
Still sell those?
I stole it from a hobo walking down the road. Anyway, so it's not the gear, it's the accessories. Uh-huh. That's what I spend too much money on. Trust me. Hmm. What do you spend too much money on, Hunter?
Man, you know, I'm trying to really think.
Everything?
Everything, dude. You just go through my Amazon, dude. Here's my problem. It's like, there was a while ago where I was like, all right, you know, if you want something, don't even think about it. Like, just do it. Buy it. Hell with it. Why not? Because you're going to sit there and ponder. You're going to buy it in a week anyway.
Yep.
So if you, and it's the random thoughts laying at night, like, oh, yeah, I need that. It's like, just like you. It's like, if you have something that you really like. Like, recently, it's just, and it's going to change because winter's coming, but I ride that damn bike all the time. So now I want everything for the damn bike, just like you with fishing. Yep. It's like, all right, you love fishing. I got to get everything that I want for it. And it's a problem. It is, especially laying down at night and scrolling through Amazon, just like, what else could I get?
Yeah. Bike accessories is a big thing in your cart.
Riding down the road looking like a one-man band, dude. It just...
He's the only guy that I can hear coming from a mile away on an electric bicycle because you have a sound system on that thing.
It's always the first comment. Somebody, you know, I park next to somebody. Hey, what's going on? There's a lot of accessories on that thing. Yeah, I know.
Bells and whistles.
I got a problem.
I'm sick. I can't help it. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would agree with that completely. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What do you spend too much money on? Be honest with yourself, okay? We're here to help you, all right? This is a moment of clarity for you.
This is therapy.
We got some great answers on Facebook. We're going to get yours and more when we come back. Stick around.
Going to make your ears bleed. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:51. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, what's up, Kit?
What's happening? Happy Tuesday. Feeling good, man. Feeling a lot better than I did last night. Cripes.
Yeah, apparently you had something to eat yesterday. Didn't agree with you.
Did not, but feeling good. Feeling light on my toes, so I'm ready to go. anyway, folks, it is your special light topic of the day today. What do you spend too much money on? Derek. He said furniture.
Really?
He said, you move into a new house and all of a sudden your old furniture doesn't fit the house according to your wife.
You know what? Furniture isn't cheap either.
No. Well, you can get cheap furniture, but the older you get, the more depressing your cheap furniture becomes. You know what I mean? Like, it goes with that. Let's see. Brandon said tools. Oh, yeah. Tools can get real expensive real quick.
Yeah. Another thing that's quite expensive, but you have to have them, man.
You do. Well, you know what's great too is like what's great and also bad is you see all these cool little tool gadgets. I'm a gadget guy. So like I'll find that like there's no reason for me to have that bendable extender ratchet head, you know, that gets you down into motors. But I have it. I have it in my garage, and so if I ever need it, I got it.
my dad's got tools in the garage like from like 1981 that are all bent up. And he'd blowtorch them and bend them so he could get to a certain bolt. And it, like, right on the wrench, it'll say 1980 valve cover, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, dude, why do you still have that? And he's like, you never know.
Never know. Just in case. And that one day when it happens, you'd be like, yes.
You know? And I have been in that garage before where he's like, I got something for that.
I got something for that. He blows the dust off of it. It's stuck underneath some cobwebs.
Jeez, man. Got everything.
Let's see. My buddy John. Oh, this is great. He said boat gas and lemonade stands.
Hey, you know what? Keep spending that on a lemonade stand, though. I like that. You're supporting the little kids.
No. It's not that lemonade stand. It's remember the dumb vocabulary from a few weeks back?
That lemonade stand.
That lemonade stand.
Oh.
You know what, John? This is a family show. I should have known better not to read yours.
What was his other one?
Boat gas. Yep.
It's expensive.
That is.
Marine gas.
Yeah. Let's see. Andrea says makeup. She spends too much on makeup. Oh, I got so mad at Kiki the other day when she told me how much this bottle of shampoo cost. I thought my head was going to explode.
Dude, why is it? Why? Hey, women out there, you're getting duped. You're getting duped by all these products. I'm telling you, you're way overpaying.
For sure.
I mean, it's not like I know, but...
Well, here's the thing.
Can you imagine how much money, like, no woman is going to tell you exactly. It's like grandma going to the casino. She'll never tell you how much she lost. She'll only tell you how much she won.
I told Kiki that. I said, from here on out, look, you're a grown woman that makes your own money. I have no problem with you spending what you want to spend. Just don't. My stomach was upset. That's how I was just like, don't tell me that anymore. You just do what you got to do, and I will live in pure ignorant bliss on what you spend on it, because mine is body wash, shampoo, and conditioner all in one, and I get it from the dollar store, and it does fine. But I told her, like, look, you do you, but just do not ever tell me again what you spend on your cosmetic stuff, whether it's stuff
beauty products. Oh. Beauty products are so expensive. Here's what you tell her. You better be hot for that much money. You're spending that much money. You better be, look like, well, you better be a 10.
The damnedest thing is I like her better with all makeup on.
You know?
And so now it's just like, don't cover up. Anyway, that's just me kissing ass. Let's see. Ashley said what she spends too much on, living. The cost of living is ridiculous. I agree with that.
Everybody agrees with that. There's a meme out there that explains, like, going to college, blah, blah, blah. Like, now comparing nowadays the cost of living to what it was then. Dude, it's insane. Yep. Like statistically, people should be poor. Like, there's no way people can survive.
Yeah.
Statistically, now people aren't making enough money.
That's why I can't wait to kick the bucket, so I don't got to keep paying Uncle Sam anything, all right? I'm cold and dead. Yeah, just can't wait. Let's see. Blake said he spends too much on video games. Greg spends too much on guitars. Matthew spends too much on CDs. Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
1998. Going to garage sales. Just a quarter for a stack of CDs. Let's see. Billy said video games, weed, women, and beer. At least you're having fun. Brian said spends too much money on your mom. Okay. All right.
Yep. At least she's rich. That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm the one benefiting off
exactly.
of it.
Go ahead, Brian. Give all your money to my mom.
Yeah.
And then when she kicks the bucket, I get it. And then
I get all your money.
Yeah. How about that? So really, you're paying us, Brian. Suck it. Didn't expect that one, did you, buddy boy? Did you, pal? We did the old rope-a-dope. It's what we call the long con, man.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Just let it happen.
Let's see. Melissa spends too much on fast food. Jason spends too much on weed and snacks. That goes hand in hand, man. Mm-hmm. That goes hand in hand. Thomas said fishing gear. A lot of weed on here. Josh said weed. David said taxes. Nothing you can get around that, so.
Yeah, it sucks.
So basically, we're all broke is what I'm getting at.
We're all smoking weed and going fishing, apparently, right?
We're broke! All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show. When we come back, stick around.